We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Wayne Mary Tribe, Mike Lennon. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rob.
When we talked last week, you felt like the bye week came in a good time to take a little break, heal some guys up. How were you able to use the bye week, and did you get some guys healthy?
Yeah, we were able to, you know, kind of review ourselves offensively, defensively, special teams-wise. Got some guys back, you know, that were had missed sometimes, guys that were challenged physically. You know, the extra time gave them a chance to kind of heal. You know, did self-analysis. We went out recruiting. A lot of things that allowed you kind of just kind of regroup. Also took some stock in, you know, mental wellness, mental health, all those things. So had a productive week, a couple of days off, and now we're back and getting ready to go again.
First question this morning from John O'Connor. Go ahead, John.
Thank you, Rob. Coach London, could you address the sort of evolving role of Hollis Mathis? He used to be your starting quarterback a few years ago and is still very much a factor in your offense, though not as a quarterback necessarily. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, yes, John, Hollis has been a tremendous player for us in that he's selfless. He just wants to play and help in any way possible. You want to try to use the skill set that he has. He can run. He can throw, you know, make people tackle him in open space, just all those things. And when you have the buy-in that he has given us to play, he'll line up at receiver, he'll line up in the backfield, take snaps at quarterback, whatever. He did some punt returning during practice this week. Just all those different things just leads to a young man that just wants to help this team win. And you know, he's done an excellent job from all those aspects of it and kind of been the epitome of just, I just want to help and where can I help? And we're happy to have him on our team and add it to our offense and special teams opportunities.
Thank you, Coach London.
Thanks, John.
Mike, maybe just building off that, just talking about your offense here at the midpoint of the year, you guys averaging 33 points, I think 440 yards, been excellent on the ground. What has pleased you with the way your offense has performed to this point, and is there any more of a ceiling for that group?
Well, you can always get better. You can always improve upon the things that you know that can challenge you, and you take this time off that we had to, you know, to acknowledge those things. Continue your fundamentals. It's important. We talk about first things first. That's what you do. You practice the fundamentals of blocking, tackling, those types of things before you move on to more schemes. You know, I think our offensive line has done a really good job of blocking and doing the things that we do and trying to do them well. And I believe our running backs have aided in the fact that we have different running backs that have different skill sets, and all of them have had a chance or demonstrated their ability to be successful or at least productive in this offense. And so, you know, the goal is to keep doing that, but also to throw the ball, to do, you know, to attack vertical spacing, horizontal spacing, just all those things, you know, to if you want to help yourself score points and hang on to the ball. And that's a lot of what we spent this, this off week doing, just making sure that we're not trying to redefine ourselves, but kind of refine ourselves in terms of what we do and how we do it.
Next question from Dave Johnson. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Dave.
I know when all your running backs are healthy, you generally start Bronson and go from there. But do you have a set rotation in mind or any kind of pattern on how you sub them in and out? Or do you go by feel for the game?
Dave, most of the time it's, you know, Coach Taylor and the offensive staff have done a really good job of not just packaging plays, but you can take guys and you can put them in any spot on the field. What you don't want to do is create, when this guy's in this position, this is what they're running. And so all of them are very adept to, you know, playing multiple positions on the field, whether it's in the backfield, motioning out of the backfield, lining up in a slot position or whatever it may be. And so you just keep trying to create those opportunities. So, you know, you're not necessarily be able to draw a bead on what's coming or what's expected. And the fact that all of them are pretty good catching the ball and running the ball in space, you want to continue to keep game planning to where you can have impact on or perhaps maybe who you're going against. Maybe it's a matchup with a outside linebacker, or maybe it's a matchup with a down safety or whatever it may be. The goal is to try to be creative as possible to create an advantage for the guy that's going to put the ball in his hand.
And John asked you a bit ago about having Hollis in the offense, and I forget which touchdown it was, but he came in motion, lined up under the center, snapped it to Darius, and then you ran an option for the touchdown. The thing, does his presence allow you to get really, really creative with some of the plays you come up with or Coach Taylor comes up with?
One word, yes. Next question. No, I mean, he's, you know, it's fun to have athletic players on your team that can do multiple things. You know, he'll continue to keep doing some things, lining up at places, motioning to, motioning away, just doing some things that, you know, that again, a skill set that's truly outstanding. So, you know, we love what Hollis does for us and the fact that he loves doing it, you know, so we're going to continue to keep trying to find ways to utilize his skill set.
Thank you, Vetch.
Thanks.
Mike, on the other side of the ball, your defense has also been one of the top ones in the conference, only allowing 19 points, a little over 300 yards a game. What has made that unit so effective, and what would you like to see get it better, if anything, on that side of the ball?
Yeah, you know, Ron, we've done a good job. Coach Brown and the staff, again, have done a good job of collectively putting a package together that allows guys to use, you know, kind of the God-given ability that they have. John Plyas is a tremendous pass rusher, and he could play well against a tight end. Nate Lynn, again, another tremendous pass rusher, but also who could play well against a run. We have an older group of guys that are up front that have played Carl Fowler, you know, Zaquan Bassant. But also in the secondary, having a chance to get Ryan Poole back, who had missed a couple games. He's back. He's healthy. Jalen Jones is back. Ty Freeland is back. You know, so we have a back end, you know, that can provide pressure, play man, play zone, whatever it is. And then our linebacking core, Captain Trey Watkins and Zay Jones, they've done a really good job as well. So I just think collectively, guys that have been in and around the system that we play, there's continuity, there's consistency, but there's a football IQ part that allows us to play fast and play well. So, but you know, the goal is we got to get better. You got to continue to keep getting better as you go on the second half of this season, because again, you just watch what's gone on throughout this past week. Even though we were off, you know, good teams playing good teams and tough close games occurring. So we're excited to get back playing again. You know, we're traveling up to the Towson. I believe it's their homecoming. They have a really good football team. Rob's had to deal with injuries, you know, as we've all had, but he's had to deal with his share of it. But you get a chance to play again.
Talk about Towson a little bit. It's a program you're certainly familiar with and familiar with going against Rob, but a lot of new faces at Towson this year. What are some of the challenges they present for you Saturday?
Yeah, really good football team, just like athletes all over the place. I think Tyrell Pigram in 2019, when I was at Maryland, he must be on the 6, 7, 8 year plan. I don't know, because he's still playing, but he's a great young man, I believe, from Alabama. You know, I don't know if he's playing or not, but, you know, we're preparing as if he is. But, you know, great, great talent, great young man. You know, guys play hard. Their front seven on defense is really, really good. You know, and like I said, it's one of those things that, you know, you catch the gamut of the different injuries that impact your position sometimes. I mean, it's a tough call, but like I said, Rob's always done a good job of game planning, coaching players up, getting them ready to play. As I said, it's their homecoming. You know, we just got to take care of ourselves, play hard and do the things that we're capable of doing. And then, you know, let the play on the field take care of itself. But, you know, again, a good football team and it's an away game for us. So we're traveling up to Towson to play them.
All right, Mike, thanks as always for the time here today. Safe travels to Baltimore, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.